Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the third parak of Maseches Pesachim. Today we are learning Perek Gimel Mishnah Beis and Perek Gimel Mishnah Gimel. The Mishnah here in Perek Gimel Mishnah Beis is going to discuss when chametz dough is attached to a certain baking utensil on Pesach, what the halacha is. Says the Mishnah, Batzeik Shebesidke Areva. You have the dough that is found in the cracks of a kneading trough. A kneading trough is like a bowl where you have flour and water that are mixed together, and that's where you knead them into dough. So what's the halacha in a case where you have the dough that is found in the cracks of this kneading trough? Says the Mishnah, Imish kazayis b'machom echad. If there is enough for a kazayis, an olive's volume of dough, in one place, chayev levayir, the owner of the trough has to dispose it, has to destroy it, since it is not considered to be part of the trough. More than a kazayis means that it's separate from the actual kli, and therefore it's its own entity. You have to destroy it because it is chametz on Pesach. Ve'imlo. But if there is not a kazayis volume in one place, batel b'mi'uto, it is considered to be nullified due to how small it is. Therefore, the dough is considered part of the kneading trough and not food. Therefore, it doesn't have to be removed and disposed of before Pesach. Now the Mishnah now is going to tell us that this isn't only true in the realm of the halachos of beer chametz, do you have to destroy it before Pesach or not, but it's also going to be true in the realm of the halachos of tuma. Says the Mishnah, v'chein le'inyon tuma, hatuma. And the same is true, says the Mishnah, when it comes to the halachos of tuma, that if a source of tuma, something that is tame, touches the dough that is in the crack, but does not touch the trough itself on Pesach. So the halacha is as follows, that if that piece of dough is the size of an olive, since it is not considered part of the trough when it comes to the halachas of Pesach, it is also not considered to be part of the trough when it comes to Tumah. Therefore, the dough itself becomes Tameh, but the trough does not. However, if the dough that was touched is less than the size of an olive, then it is considered part of the trough, and therefore it is as if the source of tuma touched the trough itself, and the entire trough would become tame. So just like we see the halacha in terms of whether you have to destroy the chametz before Pesach, and that certainly makes it depend on whether it's part of the trough, less than a kazayas, or separate from the trough, more than a kazayas, the halacha is also the same when it comes to the halachas of tuma. If something that was tame touches the dough, so if it's part of the trough becomes tame as well, but if it's more than a kazayas and it's separate from the trough, then only that piece of dough would become tame. Now that's the halacha in terms of tuma of the kneading trough on Pesach. However, what is the halacha during the rest of the year? So we're going to see that it depends on the intention, on the kavana of the owner of the trough. Says the Mishnah, Im makpid alav chotitz, if he is particular about having that dough there, meaning if he does not want to leave the dough in the crack, and he's planning to remove it from the trough, then the dough is not considered part of the trough, and it therefore would serve as a chatzitza. It would be considered as a separate entity, even if it's smaller than a kazayas. But if it's annoying for the owner, and he wants to get rid of it, then it would be considered a separate entity from the kli, from the trough. Vim rotza b'kiyuma, but if he wants it to remain there, he's happy with it there, even if it's more than a kazayas, then hare hu ka'arev, then it's like the trough itself, and therefore when the tuma touches that dough, it would make the entire trough become tame, because again, it's considered part of the trough if he's happy with it there. Now the final part of our mission here is going to discuss with the halacha of what we refer to as batzeik hacheresh, which is sometimes referred to as either deaf dough or silent dough, because usually when you bang on dough and you can hear a thump, that indicates that the dough has leavened and is considered to be chametz. The dough here, when it comes to this batzeik hacheresh, this silent dough, is dough where you in a situation where you bang on the dough, you don't hear that thump, and you're not sure, is it chametz or is it not chametz? So what does the Mishnah say about such a case? Batzik hacheresh, when it comes to the silent dough, what's the halacha? Emish kayote bo shehichmetz, if there exists a similar dough, that is another dough, meaning a need at the same time, and you can see that dough became chametz and hareza usher, then this dough as well is considered to be usher, since we can assume that it also has become chametz. If, however, there was no other dough made at that time, we assume that the dough in question is chametz as long as it has been left unattended for the amount of time that it would take to walk a mil, approximately 2,000 amos, which we generally speaking assume is 18 minutes. Continuing now with Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, as we discussed, the halacha of separating challah on the Yom Tov of Pesach from dough that is tame. Asks the Mishnah, Ketzad mafrishin chala b'tumah b'yom tov? How do we separate chala from dough that is in a state of tumah on the yontif of Pesach? On the one hand, if you have this dough that's tame, this chala dough that's tame, so it can't be left as dough because it's going to be on chametz if you just leave it there. Also, it cannot be baked since you're only allowed to bake on Yom Tov things that you can actually eat on that day of Yom Tov, and challah that is tameh cannot be eaten even by a Kohen. Number three, you can't burn it even as fuel. Normally you would allow the Kohen to burn it, but you can't do that because it's usher to burn truma and challah on Yom Tov as well. So the question of our mission is, and there are going to be three opinions regarding this, what do you do with challah that you separated that is in a state of tumah on the Yom Tov of Pesach? Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer says, Lo tikra lo shem ad shetei ofa, that the woman making the dough should not designate the challah until it is baked, meaning she should not separate challah from the dough. Rather, she should make loaves from the dough, bake them into matzah, and only then designate one of the matzahs as challah. That although, generally speaking, as we learned in Maseches Challah and Maseches Bikurim as well, that challah should be separated from the dough. If it was not, it is separated from the baked product. Here, where there's no other choice, Rabbi Eliezer says that, bake it first and then you could separate the challah afterwards. Even though one may not bake a loaf of tamei dough that was designated as challah, one may bake all the loaves first and then designate the loaf of challah afterwards, and then that would be sufficient, and that would be okay. And as the Bar Tanura points out, we actually paskin like Rabbi Eliezer, and we recommend this option of the two more that we're going to say, and the three in total. You should follow this opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, just bake all of them at once, and then you can separate the challah from the baked matzahs. Second opinion, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Omer, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira says, Tatil Betzonin, she should simply separate the challah from the dough, put it in cold water, and that putting it in the cold water is going to prevent it from becoming chametz. As the Meiri points out, cold water prevents the dough from leavening, and that is the answer of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. Third opinion, Amar Rabbi Yeshua said, Lo zehu chametz shemuz harim Allah b'bayiro v'yimatzeh. Says Rabbi Yeshua, this piece of challah, even if it becomes chametz, is not what's going to make a person transgress the prohibition of owning chametz on Pesach. Rather, she separates it from the dough and leaves it until the evening. And if it becomes chametz, it becomes chametz. It's not a problem, no problem at all. That according to Rabbi Yeshua, the prohibition, the Isser Min HaTorah of owning chametz is only when one owns the chametz in his possession. But once you designate the dough as challah, it no longer belongs to him. Rather, it belongs to the Kohanim. And therefore, you're not transgressing anything. You did nothing wrong. You don't own the chametz. And therefore, says Rabbi Yehoshua, you should just separate the dough from the beginning. No problem. Let it become chametz. And then you're not going to have a problem. But again, we paskin, we generally assume, as Rabbi as the Bar Tanura points out, like Rabbi Eliezer, namely, that you should simply not designate the portion of challah until the food is actually baked. Quick review, Parak Gimel, Mishnah Beis, discuss the halacha of what you do when you have dough that is found in the cracks of a kneading trough. So we said that when it comes to chametz, if there's a kezias of dough in one place, then you have to destroy it because it's not considered to be part of the trough. But if there's not a kezias volume in one place, then it's batel, it's nullified, and it is insignificant. You don't have to destroy it. The same halacha is true when it comes to the laws of tumah, that if a source of tumah touches the dough in the crack, so on Pesach, the halacha is that if that piece of dough is the size of an olive, since it is not considered part of the trough when it comes to the halachas of Pesach, it is also not considered part of the trough when it comes to tumah, and therefore the dough itself becomes tameh, but the trough would not. However, if the dough that was touched is less than the size of an olive, then it is considered part of the trough, and therefore the entire trough would become tameh if something that was tameh touched the dough. And then the Mishnah told us that when it comes to all year round, so we don't go by the size of the kezias or not, that's only related to Pesach. When it comes to all year round, it's all about what the intention of the owner is, if he's particular about it, if he does not want to leave the dough in the crack and he's planning to remove it. Then, no matter the size, it serves as a barrier, it serves as a chatzitza. And since the dough is not considered part of the trough, it would become tameh on its own as food, and a food cannot transmit tumah to a kli, as we learned earlier. If, however, he wanted to remain there, he's happy with it, no matter what the size is, harhu ka'arava, then the Mishnah taught us the dough is considered part of the trough, and therefore when the tuma touches the dough, it makes the entire trough become tame. Then the Mishnah concluded by teaching us the halacha of silent dough, and the halacha is that if it doesn't make a sound, so you gotta see, is there another similarly sized dough that was kneaded with it that is chametz, and if it is chametz, then we assume this is chametz as well, otherwise we're going to assume that it's not chametz. And then Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, discuss what you do, how you can separate challah from dough that is in a state of tumah on Pesach. And we said that it cannot be left as dough, number one, because then it's going to become chametz. You also can't bake it because you can't eat it on Pesach. And you can't burn it because it can't be eaten because it is forbidden to burn truma and challah on Yom Tov. So answer number one to this question, Rabbi Eliezer said that you should simply separate the challah after it's baked into matzah. That's how we paskin. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira said that simply you should put it in cold water, then it won't become chametz. And Rabbi Yeshua said, no, that it's okay if it becomes chametz, because even if it becomes chametz, you're not going to own it. You're not going to be over the isser of Baal Yerol Vayimatzah. You're not owning it. It belongs to the Kohanim, not you. And therefore, that's permissible. But again, we paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. Namely, you should simply separate the challah after you already bake them into matzos. Have a great day.